only unhappy love. Om Agana Dhumirana Sudhanana Nisadaya Chakshu Militandena Tatmai Sri Guravim Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishyam Thapita Nadina Bhutare Sayang Rupa Gadam Ayyam Dadati Sabhadam Dikam Hey Krishna Padmasan Dina Vanda Jagatpati Gopis and Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Nosti Tattakan Chana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrithabhanu Stevi Kramam Narichi So, back there, he's submitting himself to his spiritual master, Narada Muni, that yes, what you say is right, that I have tried to understand the absolute truth through your grace, and I have tried to explain also the absolute truth in so many books, Vedas, Puranas, Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, but still I'm not happy. So what is the defect to me? So, Narada Vacha, Narada replied, Bhavatanu Vikaprayan Jasu Bhagavatam. Jinai Vasu Napusita Manne Tadarsanam Kiram. The whole scheme should be to satisfy the law. This is the secret of success. That means to stay Jagatushta. If God or Krishna is satisfied, then the whole world is satisfied. The modern civilization is lacking this knowledge. Acidic civilization, demonic civilization, what to seek of satisfying God, they are denying the existence of God. And they want peace and happiness. I remember there is a speech by Archbishop of Canterbury. He said that you people, you want Kingdom of God without God. And that is our policy. Ravan's policy. Ravan's policy was Kingdom of God without God. Kingdom of God means everyone is prosperous, happy in every respect. That is considered as Kingdom of God super material, he considered. So Ravan wanted, he was materialistic. His capital was almost gold. Every house was, I mean, say, wrapped with gold. Sonar Lanka. Sonar Lanka means at that time, Ravan's kingdom, the Shillong, modern Shillong, was covered in gold everywhere, but very rich, very, very rich. It is said that in Ravan's womb, moon was rising. That means there was electricity at that time also, or similar lights. But the description are very nice, very prosperous and rich country. And the policy was without God. Material civilization means like that, without God. So the result was, what was the result? Everything became vanquished. and our whole Ravan's kingdom with his family, with his everything, finished. Mare Krishna rakhe ke, rakhe Krishna mare ke. He, Krishna protects, nobody can kill him. And if Krishna kills, nobody can protect. So Ramchandra, Lord Ramchandra killed him. He was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, Ravan. Generally, the demons are devotees of Brahma, Shiva, generally. They don't like Vishnu, because there is a restriction. Vishnu actually does not mean unrestricted sense gratification, no. In other words, there is allowed, all right, whatever it is. Therefore, generally people do not take to Vishnu as Vaishnava. You'll find a very small number of men there, really pure Vaishnava. Ravana was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. But when Ramchandra, Lord Vishnu, Ramchandra is Vishnu, he wanted to kill him, Lord Shiva could not save him. There are many stories about it. When Ravan was in the actual battlefield, was praying, Lord Shiva, generally, one who worships some demigod or somebody, he remembers. And Parvati, his wife of Lord Shiva, was insisting that your devotee is in so great danger, and he is repeatedly calling you to help him. And why you are not going? You are sitting. Lord Shiva said, and now he is destined to die. Lord Ramchandra has come to kill him. Nobody can save him. But that is the fact. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe. If Krishna gives protection to somebody, nobody can kill. And if Krishna kills somebody, nobody can give him protection, whatever he means. So, we have our business should be, the whole business should be, how to please the Supreme Lord. And in the Bhagavad Gita, there is a very simple formula how to please the Supreme Lord. In Krishna says, Jayam Paramanguyam Madhvakti so vidhasati Natatasmat Manushishi Prasitme Priyatittama. Krishna says, that a person who is taking the risk and trouble of preaching this confidential philosophy, Bhagavad Gita, as it is, paramam guhyam, very confidential. Confidential means that the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita, simply to surrender unto the Supreme Krishna, is not understandable by ordinary men. Even great scholars like Dr. Radha Krishna, he denies. Asuri Bhavamasrita, one who has taken up the attitude of becoming a demonic, however learned he may be, Maya of Vitagyana, his learning, his knowledge has been taken away by Maya, and Asuri Bhavanga, Namang Prabhupada, they will never surrender. This is the sign of demons. They will never surrender. They will be killed, they will go to hell, they will accept all the things that is still with you, asking that you surrender. No, that is demon. Therefore, one who surrenders to Krishna or God, he's very fortunate. Bonam Janmanavant Janavan, Mam Prabhupada, Swam surrender. He's not ordinary. He is better than all scholars, all philosophers, all yogis, all karmis, topmost man. One surrender. That would be very confidence. Tava teaching Krishna consciousness movement to present Bhagavad Gita as it is the process of teaching people how to surrender to Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, this is a confidential, nobody will accept, but one who takes it is, please surrender. So when you go to preach, you know the preachers are sometimes attacked, as when Nityananda Prabhu was attacked by Jagai Madhai. And when Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, killed. So, a preacher has the risk. Therefore Krishna said, these field workers who are engaged in preaching this Bhagavad Gita as it is, they are very, very dear to me. Very, very dear to me. Natatasmat manushyesu kachit me priyate. There is nobody dearer to me than that person who preaches this confidential truth to the people. Therefore, if we want to please Krishna, we have to take this risk. Krishna Guru, my spiritual master, took this risk, preaching war, and he inspired us also to do that preaching war. And we are also imploring you to take this preaching war. So this preaching war, however, I mean to say, poorly we do. Poorly, it is not poor. But suppose I am not very much educated. Just like this boy. If I send him for preaching war, he is not very educated now. He's not a philosopher, he's not a scholar, but he can also preach. He can also preach. Because our preaching is not very difficult thing. If we go from door to door and simply request people, my dear sir, he chants Hare Krishna. And if he's little and hard, please try to read teachings of Lord Chaitanya. It is very nice, it is beneficial. And these three, four words will make you appreciate. Is it very difficult task? He may not be very learned, very good scholar, very good philosopher. He simply says, go and door to door. My dear sir, you are a very learned man. For the time being, stop your learning. Simply chant Hare Krishna. Just like Prabhupada Saraswati did. He said, Dante Nidharati Nakam Padayuni Patya. The preaching method is teaching. Prabhupada Saraswati, he was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He wrote one book, Chaitanya Chandrudha, the Moonlight of Lord Chaitanya. In Sanskrit, he belonged to southern India. And his nephew became one of the Goswamis. When Lord Chaitanya was staying at his home, he was at that time householder. Later on, he took sannyas and became Prabhupada Saraswati. At that time, Gopal Bhatta, actually the family title was Bhatta, Bhattacharya. Bhattacharya is given title to the very learned brother. Chakravarti, Mattacharya, these are Brahmins' titles, who are very learned, very influential. So, Mattacharya. So, at that time, Gopal Bhatta Goswami was little born. So, Lord Chaitanya stayed with this Venkata, Venkatanath. His name was Venkata, Netanandi, Prabhupada Saraswati. So, that boy became influenced and he wanted to go with Lord Chaitanya. He was sannyasi, he was traveling. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him that your father and mother are still living, so you can come to me later on. He was born only 16 years old. So this boy, Gopal Bhatta, he, after the death of his father and mother, he went to Lord Chaitanya and he accepted him. And he handed over in charge of Rupa Goswami that you treat this boy as your younger brother. And he also became one of the six Goswamis. The six Goswamis, Rupa Goswami is the head actually, but Sanatana Goswami being his elder brother, he was treating him as his spiritual master. So, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami, and Jiva Goswami. These six Goswami, they have immense literature. And all of them established one temple in Vrindavan. You have seen Pitananda, the Radharaman temple, Radharaman temple. That is Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So, that Prabhupada Saraswati teaching us how to preach. In these days, simply by fighting argument, it's very difficult to preach. Better to become humble and meek, just like Prabhupada Saraswati is teaching us. Danting is higher than a kong. In India, there is a system to become humble. If you take one blade of grass in your, between your lips and approach somebody, it is still understood that you are approaching with great humbleness. Therefore he said, Danti means higher Trinakama. Trinakama means blade of grass. Danti means teeth. Padayo nipatta, and falling down on your feet. Kakusatam kritva, and flattering you 100 times. My dear sir, you are so great, you are so big, you are so learned, you are so rich, you are so beautiful and everything, although he may be not. So, Danti Tinaya Nidhaṁ Padayu Nibhattva Kākusatam Kritvā. So, Satam. Satam means 100 times. Letter. Here I have come to you to say something. Ah, why? You are so humble. What is it? What do you want to talk? Then, here's Sādhava. You are very religious man. You are very upright man. Sādhava. Very honest man, gentle man. Yes? But am I requesting you that whatever you learn, please follow it. That is my request. Sakalamiva Bihayatva Chaitanya Channa Charane Kurutanuragam. You just try to submit yourself on the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. By His mercy, you'll find that Kaivalyam Narakas, you'll find that to become one with the Supreme, it will appear to you just like hell. to merge into the Supreme, that is the highest ambition of the impersonalist. But if you submit yourself to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Chandra, then you will find that this conception is just like hell. Kaivalyam narakayat. Narak means hell. You will find Kaivalyam to be the one. And Tridasapura akasha puspayat. Tridasapura means the planets, five planets that demigods live. 33 million demigods. There are at least 33 million planets. Tridasapura akasha puspayat. They are just like phantasmagoria. The exact analogy, the equivalent word in Sanskrit, the phantasmagoria, which has no actual existence, is called akasha puspa, flower of the sky. So there is no flower in the sky, but you can say, or in common Bengali words, eggs of the horse. A horse never gives eggs, but there are words like that. That's why Vivekananda has manufactured Daridra Narayan. How Narayan can be Daridra? So it is something like horse eggs. You see? So these words are very Tridasapura apasa puspayati. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya, he is fine to merge into the effulgence, to become one with the Supreme, will be considered as hell, actress. If you ask any pure devotee, do you want to merge into the existence and impersonal Brahma, he'll deny. If he has got little Krishna consciousness, he'll deny. So what is this? My thing. This is hell. We want to dance with Krishna. Why should I march? And look my existence, individuality. And Kurmis, they are trying to be elevated in the higher planets. That's right. They are trying to go to the higher planets by Sputniks. Similarly, there is a ritualistic ceremony. Jyanti Deva Prata Deva. By performing all the ritualistic ceremonies, sacrifices, you can elevate yourself to the higher planet. Jyanti Deva Prata Deva. That is another method. And this method also, another method, they want to go direct by machine. But that tendency is there. We may go to this sun planet, moon planet, this planet. But Prabhulananda Saraswati, he says, oh, you are going to try to go to other higher planet by your karma, by his work. This is just like horse day. Why should you bother yourself? Horse egg means it has no self-stand. As like there is no existence of horse head, similarly, even if you attain that higher planetary system, what do you gain by that? You don't gain anything, because the four principles of material existence will continue there also. Birth, death, old age and disease. You cannot stop. You must leave for a greater year. That is possible in higher planets. But if you are simply satisfied by living bigger span of life, is that very success? Just stop there. That is success. To become very strong in body, that is not success. But either you become strong and weak, you have to die. Then no, I will disexcuse. Because you are a strong man, you will not die. Or because you are a rich man, you will not die. Because you are... No. That's what Bhagavananda Saraswati says, it is just like Akasha Pushpa, fantastic. So this is Karmi Jnani. Jnani wants to merge and Karmi wants higher level, higher standard of life. That is Karmi's business. Karmi is giving charity just to acquire past results out of it. So that after death it can be elevated to the several of heavenly planets. So Gauranga Saraswati says, but by the mercy of Krishna, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, this ambition to be elevated in higher planetary system will appear to be as fantastic. And this is Karmi's ambition, the Jnani's ambition, then Yogi's. Yogi's ambition is Siddhi, eight times of success. A Yogi can become lighter than the cotton swab. He can become smaller than the atom. Anima, Lagima, Prasthi, Siddhi, Isita, Vasita. There are so many yogic perfection. And that is of course perfection. Nobody, it is not very easy to go on to that perfection and stay. Generally people try while practicing yoga to control the senses and the mind. That is general practice. So Prabhupada Saraswati says that Duddanta Indriya Kala Sattva Patali Prakhata Dhanasrayati. Why you should be afraid of your senses? Why you are so much busy to try to control the senses? The senses become how? Why not control? He says that senses are just like serpents. Duddanta Indriya Kala Sattva Patali. These senses are just like snakes. Snakes are always dangerous. Because as soon as it touches like this, it will get the death. Poisonous. You cannot distinguish who is not poisonous. Therefore, snake is always horrible. Just like the other day, one snake in the brahmacharis. Prabhupada Saraswati says, yes, snake is very fierce and horrible, but if you know that this snake has no poison, its poison teeth has been broken. Snake has also used for human beings. There is expert snake charmer who takes the snake and take out the poisonous teeth. And that poison is used for so many medicinal purposes. Poison is also used for human benefit, if one knows. So, Prabhupada Saraswati is that these Indriyas, the senses are just like snakes. Our senses are acting just like snakes. It is as soon as it touches, there is some danger. Sense gratification means you are creating some danger. Some future danger, that's all. This is all in them. All our troubles and miseries are due to sense gratification. That they are all troublesome. The yoga system is yoga indriya sangha. Yoga means controlling the sense. That is the first principle. The Prabhupada Saraswati says that yes, it is admitted that the senses are just like snakes. But if you break the poisonous teeth, then there is no danger. There are no more fears. It meant without person, a child may be afraid of this snake. But if the man knows that this snake is here, but there is no poisonous teeth, it is broken, then there is no question of fearfulness. It is ordinary, insignificant. Just like the tile, something, or worm, or microbes. So, he says, so that means he answers to the Gyanis, to the Jogis, to the Karmis. Vidhanta Indriya Kala Sattva Patuli Pratkhata Pratkhata, extract, the teeth is extracted, Pratkhata, Utkhata. Dhamastra means teeth, taken out. So there is no cause. Vidhanta Indriya Kala Sattva Patuli Pratkhata Dhamastrayati Vishwa Purnam Sukhayati. Everyone is facing the problem of material world. So many problems. But if you take shelter of Lord Chaitanya, of Krishna consciousness, Lord Chaitanya means Krishna consciousness. Krishna Vandam Tisha Krishna. Lord Chaitanya means Krishna consciousness. Then, Vishnu Puna, you find there is no problem. The world is very happy. Please. A devotee finds a very nice place. Just like here in New Vrindavan, those who are Kornis, they will find it is a nonsense place. Okay? There is no amenities, modern amenities, there is so much trouble, there is no nice bathroom, there is no water supply. But devotees are finding it is a very nice place. Similarly, widely you take all the Kornis that face with so many problems. But the devotees, those who have taken the Krishna path, they have no problem. Vishnam Purnam Sukhayati. And Vidhimandriya Vishya Kitayati. And for them, all these big men, may be very big to others, but for the devotees, they are just like worms and germs and all that. Flies. Just like we sometimes criticize big men. So, on what strength? The strength is because you are taking shelter of Krishna consciousness, Chaitanya. Otherwise, any ordinary man can criticize. Just like the consulate general in San Francisco, he was speaking to me, and Swamiji, you have called Maharshi Rascal again. And then I called him. What is that? So, and the people, a man who is worshipped by someone, we call Rascal. And what's that? The strength is Krishna consciousness. We can prove that he is that strength. I'm not speaking. Krishna is speaking. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Navan Dushkitanam Mura. Mura means that strength. So I am repeating Krishna's word. Anyone who does not surrender unto Krishna, he is rescued. So we can quote from Bhagavad Gita. If somebody brings case against us, so we can clearly say that I am not speaking. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita. You just bring libel case against Bhagavad Gita. Well, you are troubling. Bhagavad Gita says, anyone who does not surrender to Krishna, Namami Duskitana Mura Ma, Namami Duskitana Mura Prabhadante Narad. He is not only rascal, he is the lowest of the mankind. And if you say, he is very learned scholar, Maya Purita Gana, his knowledge has been taken away by Maya. Asari Bhava Vishnu. But simply he is defining God. Krishna means God. I am God. That is Asari. So, for a devotee, there is no need of controlling senses. It automatically becomes controlled. Just like we have taken the vow, we are not going to eat anything except Krishna Prasad. Because the sense is already controlled. There is no question of asking a devotee, you don't drink, don't this, don't this, don't this, so many don'ts. Simply accepting Krishna Prasad and all don'ts there. All of this. And it becomes very easier. Others, if one is requested that don't smoke, but it is a very difficult job for him. For his devotee, he can give up at any moment. He has no problem. Therefore, the same example, that these senses are very strong, undoubtedly as strong as the snake, but if you break the poison teeth, then it is no more fearful. Similarly, if we engage in our senses in Krishna, no more controlling, it is already controlled. And the whole world is problem for ordinary person. But to us it is not problem. Because we see everything Krishna. If there is problem, it is Krishna's problem. Why my problem? Krishna can know how to solve problem. So, we have no problem, practically. Krishna's problem, Krishna will see to it. Just like Arjuna was, encouraged that Nimitra Matra Bhavasampasas. Don't worry about your victory. I have already arranged. So we should have such faith, some conviction. Then let us try. Let us do very sincerely and seriously. Then everything Krishna will do. I am not to do anything. Just like our Krishna consciousness movement, it is improving. So Krishna giving us all facilities. We have no power. But we are trying to discharge duty sincerely. Then it is everything. There is no problem. Vishwam Purnam Sukhayate. And Vidhimanda Adishya Pitayate. And when a person is fully Krishna conscious, he knows what is what. He knows what this Radha scholar is. He knows what is this. Vidhimanda Adishya. What to speak of ordinary scholars and big men? Vidhi. Vidhi means Lord Brahma. And Mahendra means the king of heaven. So they are also treated as an ordinary human being or ordinary living entities. They are not given any importance. Well, as Abhamma Bhumanuttam, Abhamma, for a devotee, as Brahma is also a living entity, a small ant is also a living entity, or Krishna's part and parcel, so they have no quarrel with anybody. As Krishna's part and parcel, they offer respect to everyone. Not that they are amazed with the greatness of the living entity. He thinks that his greatness is due to Krishna's favor. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Jajjad Vibhudimat Satya, Tatta Eva Mama Tejansa Sambhava. Nobody can become great unless, just like the sunshine. The sunshine, what is the sunshine? It is simply a partial reflection of Krishna's Brahma-jyoti. Similarly, anyone who is great in the estimation of this material world, There is some Krishna Seva, that's all. Jab jab vividhi hastada, tad tad eva mama pijanga sambo. Just like in the Brahma Sangita. We are giving respect to all the demigods. We are giving respect to Lord Shiva. We are giving respect to Durga. We are giving respect to Ganesh. We are giving respect to the Sun God. They are very big demigods. Lord Shiva, Durga, Ganesh, and Brahma. We don't disrespect. We give respect even to the ant. Why not to Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma? They should have their due respect. But that does not mean we consider them as the supreme law. That is the mistake of the conies and the impersonal. No. We know that nobody can be better than or equal to Krishna or Vishnu Tattva. Jastu Narayanam Devam. Brahma Rudradi Daivate. Samatena Vikheta Sa Pakandi Bhavidhuma. It is said in the Vaishnava Tantra that anyone who considers on the equal level Narayan with such great demigods like Brahma and Shiva, Brahma Rudradi Devati, such great big demigods, Saiva Sa Pasandi Bhavadhyam, he becomes Pasandi. Pasandi means atheist. Atheists will compare that the Supreme Lord and other demigods are on the equal foot. No. They are never. Nobody can be greater or equal with the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Vidhimandra Vishwakitayate, Vishankunam Sukhayate Vidhimandra Vishwakitayate, Jatkaranna Kadaka Vayumatan Gaurame Vastama. These things happen simply by little magical glance by Lord Chaitanya upon us. Simply, if Lord Chaitanya approves our activity, well, this man is doing nice, then he get all this. Simply, if he approves, this karana kataka vaiva vatam gaurami vastama. Therefore, our point was how to please the Supreme Lord. This is the way. If you want to please Krishna, you spread Krishna consciousness. That is the point Narada is pointing out to Vyasji. Japa dharmadaya syatha Munivarja anukritita. Munivarja. Munivarja means you are the greatest of all thoughtful men. Muni. Muni means those who are thoughtful. And Varja means the greatest. So he says, Jatha dharmadaya syatha Munivarja anukritita. As you have described in all the Vedas and Upanishads about religiosity or Dharana development or the procedure of sense gratification and merging into the system, in that way you have not described the glories of the law. You have given more importance to the material activities. Then just like in the Vedas there are ritualism, ceremony, upper forming, great sacrifice. What is the meaning of that sacrifice? That means you get a very opulent position in your next life or in this life. So people are attached to such things. Bhagavad Gita is point. People are very much attracted by this ritualistic ceremony. Not only the followers of the Vedas, in every religion, if you perform some ritualistic ceremony, they are very much attracted. But if you simply say, let us chant Hare Krishna, they will not be very much attracted. So, Bhirubhāda Rata Prātha Nannas Astiti Bhāda. So, we should not be like that. Our business is how to glorify the Supreme Lord, how to glorify Krishna. Then all success is there. That will be accepted by and by Narada Muni to verse. Yathādharmā dayasyātha muni varjya vikṣita tathā vāsudevasya mahimā janavandita na tathā. Na tathā vāsudevasya mahimā janavandita. You are getting much trouble about these ritualistic performances in the Vedas and other literatures, but you have not taken much trouble to describe the glories of Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Although in the Bhagavad Gita you have seen that everything is Vasudeva. Vasudeva Paramakha, Vasudeva Parajnana. But still you have not described much about Vasudeva. Natatha Vasudevasya Mahima Janivandita. You have not described very nicely about the glories of Vasudeva. Okay.